Are you sure they're down?
General protection call. General protection call. General protection call.
Illegal operation.
Welcome back to another edition of Windows Crash Radio. Sorry for the delay there. I was running ScanDisk and Defrag on my machine.
My Windows box just crashed.
Well, you know what? If you would join the Scan 2 group here, we want the most performance out of our Windows boxes. Are you running ScanDisk on a regular basis?
Maybe that's my problem.
Are you running Defrag?
No.
Well, you got to do those.
No, you got to do SpeedDisk, man. That's much better.
Right. I like to alternate. Like,
go back in.
Right, I set my own.
Because you usually can get it better that way.
Right, I set my Windows, the manager to run, you know, ScanDisk one night and then Norton SpeedDisk the next night. And I find that works really great. I got to be careful, though, because sometimes, you know, when you're running a defrag, if there's any activity, it stops and you might want to have to go into safe mode to run.
I think my problem is my virus software is not up to date. So it's been actually.
Shame on you.
I know.
Which one are you using?
I'm using Norton Antivirus, and I don't think I looked at the virus definition file, and it looks like it's a little old.
Well, you know, Norton's the top of the line there. That's why. It's the most expensive. It's the best one to use. You really just run the update. It schedules itself for you.
Oh, yeah, man. Symantec is the stuff, you know.
My neighbor was running Grisoft, that crappy free one, the AVG that you download for free on the web. If it's free, how do you know it's actually
going to...
If you
buy the professional version.
Right, but if it's free,
how do you
know
it's actually
working? I use
that on my parents' machine, and they really like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, it works really good for them.
You put Norton on there to find all the viruses Grisoft made, because Norton, you pay for it, you get what you pay for.
You see,
free's no good.
My biggest concern is if I'm running a corporate shop, and I want to be able to have somebody to sue if my software doesn't work.
Well... I don't think you're going to have any indemnification from Grisoft. Not at all. Not at all.
It depends on which product you have. They're not going to help you out if you have the free product.
Well, no, if you have the free one, no.
The whole thing is, you know, you really need to pay for all this software. You get what you pay for, right?
Right. I think you only get to
You got
to
lay the money out.
You only get to use the forums at Grisoft. And, you know, nobody wants to use forums for tech support. They're shoddy. You can't trust what people say.
You don't know who you're talking to.
That's right. And you don't know who... is on there. You know, you don't know if they know what they're talking about. It could be Alan sitting over
could
there.
Could be me.
You know.
And you definitely don't want me on there.
Sure. Well, you know, the thing that you really want is to make sure that when you call in, that if there's really a problem, that they can forward you off to, you know, the real professionals over in Redmond.
Right.
At the Microsoft tech support.
I really don't mind. Like, I just got back my tax money, and I'm really looking for a place to spend it, and I was thinking maybe doing an 8-hour continuous tech support call to Microsoft. What do you think?
That would be cool. And
you
know what? That's
back, huh?
That's you really get your money's worth out of product support from them. You know. I mean, just the other day, I was talking to Microsoft tech support about a few issues that I was having connecting to one of those Linux boxes.
Ick.
And boy,
wait,
they helped me right out. You know.
What's Linux? I don't know.
It's that thing that those hacker cracksore kitties are running on their servers or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I got a thing. That's right.
It's like Unix, I think.
Yeah, that's the one that
those
a lot
CD
of spam
ones, you know, they come on a CD,
from
they
Linux
give you yeah.
boxes, right?
Well, it's, you know, I don't get that much spam because of course we have this bitchin' Exchange server over here.
Yeah,
and,
well,
boy, you just can't beat that with a stick, man.
You know what?
Especially with all the new security fixes and stuff that they have out, blocks all that spam for me. It's awesome.
Speaking of Exchange, we got an email, a tech support email. You want to just jump right into that one?
Yeah, let's try it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. This comes from John out in Idaho. He says, yo, guys, love the show. I've been running Windows for some time now and just bought a new system running Windows XP. It came with Office XP, which has Outlook. In the past, I have always used Outlook Express to manage my email. Is there a benefit to using Outlook over Outlook Express? Also, is Outlook more secure than Outlook Express?
Definitely.
Definitely what?
I think it's more secure than Outlook Express.
I would say so.
It's
more
product.
Featureful, you know, feature-rich and functional.
Right.
Not really. There's Outlook Express has, you know, I hate to say it, but there are just a couple of bugs in Outlook Express, and I have a story to tell about that later. But if you use a regular Outlook, it's much more robust, I think.
Not that you
don't get a quality client out of Outlook Express.
Yeah, but who needs all that calendar and group integration if all you're doing is looking at email?
If at home, yeah. You
know, but it's another it feature overkill, that you can have, and you can show off with it. It's cool stuff.
What is it?
It's kind of like, you know, you can get all those new plugins and stuff for the Windows Media Player now. They're cool, too.
It's only $50 more, right?
Right.
That's $50. Yeah.
Among friends.
Like I said, you get what you pay for.
I don't know. You know, I think if you're using Outlook Express and you have Outlook, unless you really, you're in a business, you need to connect to something where you're managing calendars, making appointments, Outlook Express is fine. Outlook's just overkill. Why? I like to run a lean system, and when I want a lean email client, Outlook Express does everything I want because I don't need calendars.
Yes, but you get that same when you're using regular Outlook, which you do, by the way, get with your when you purchase
Office.
Holy crap. When you purchase Office, yeah. You get the new Office, you get regular Outlook, and, you know, that comes with everything, and everything is very well integrated. It's wonderful.
Now, you know what? I don't know. I don't think we're ever going to agree on this. I think we'll just have to agree to disagree. I prefer Outlook Express for my email because I don't need Outlook.
Am I the only person who can't wait for Internet Explorer 7 to come out? I'm so psyched for the new release.
Really cool, but you know what the problem is? Open source guys are complaining about this stuff and giving Microsoft a hard time, and I hear that Microsoft is going to have to release a version without certain features that we've all come to know and love, the mail clients and Windows Media Player and things like that. I mean, you know, what's the sense?
That's not right.
If we buy an operating system, we would expect to have all of that nice integrated, all those nice integrated features.
Yeah, but isn't that only in Europe, though?
It won't be long.
Who cares? You know, this is the United States.
And Europe people.
We should write to our Congress people and say, you know what? Leave Windows Media Player in Windows where it belongs.
Windows, we love you.
That's right. And you know what? Before we get too far off the topic, another email, and you just had talked about open source, which, you know, hey, if that's your bag, whatever. But this comes in from Dale in Texas. He said, I've been hearing a lot about this Thunderbird at work. It's an email client by Mozilla Project. I'm wondering, is this really better than Outlook?
No, can't be.
That's those open source guys again, right?
I think
so. You want to stay away from that kind of stuff because you never know. I was just reading the other day. Let me get over to it. I was just reading this great article the other day from vnunet.com, VNUNET.com. Has a nice article about this Linux guy, one of those open source guys, at the RSA conference in San Francisco, said that he reluctantly concluded Microsoft produces more secure code than its open source rivals.
Oh,
so, you know, there you go from one of the open source people themselves saying that Windows is better. Of course, we all know that, but
you
want to stay away from
for.
That stuff because, well, right, and look at all the people that have their fingers in that open source code. You don't know what they're putting
You don't know
in
what
there.
You're getting, yeah.
Yeah, you have no idea. Some
you can
one
read
of those
source.
Crackers is putting some kind of bug in there, and then, you know, of course, what happens? They bug out, and you start people start blaming it on Microsoft again.
Well, you know what? I've been hearing a lot about Thunderbird 2 at work, and I decided to give it a try. And you know what the first thing I noticed?
It's not Microsoft.
What's that?
Well, it wouldn't allow me to, you know, my signature has some clip art in there, some animated GIFs in my signature. It wouldn't work in Thunderbird. Like, you know, I spent all that money on Publisher.
And I've seen your SIG, and it's really good.
Yes. You like how that little dancing computer
like,
and the window flies through? What?
Yeah.
But the Thunderbird stuff doesn't even integrate with Word.
No, I said it wouldn't let me put my clip art in my email. It wouldn't allow my signature.
Well, that's just crazy, man. If you use Outlook, you can, you know, you can write all your email and read it in Word.
That's
and it's so much better because then you have immediate access to your spreadsheets and everything.
That's cool. Because
you know, you send all your stuff through the mail and you don't have to worry
about
one
click
away. Stupid things like file transfer protocols or anything like that.
I can run all my VB script without doing anything.
Right.
Sweet.
So I guess if you want, you know, if you don't like to use Outlook, I don't know why, Thunderbird, hey, you might want to look at Adora. I mean, at least you pay for, you know, Adora. You get something a little better quality. I wouldn't trust the Thunderbird. No.
No, that opens. No, stay away from that stuff. It's bad for you.
No, no Thunderbird. Now
that gives me heartburn, man. Thunderbird.
Hold on a second. I gotta.
Yeah, you gotta stay away from the $2 wine section.
Wine in a box. I love it.
For those
$2, that's expensive.
$2 check.
For those people who don't know this, unfortunately, Link couldn't make it. Well, you had to reboot a server or something.
We had one of those Linux servers, and the damn thing keeps going down all the time. So I had to stop over and reboot that, and I had to, fire up my AOL Instant Messenger client so that I could chat with you guys today.
Cool.
So,
now I'm concerned, Link, because you're Skyped in here. I forgot I have my antivirus nightly check scheduled to run on the workstation I'm using for Skype. So we might start chapping out. I might have to shut the Skype down so I can let the scan finish. And, you know, if we lose you, I might have to reboot my machine too, because sometimes I don't know. You know, I got to do something.
You're running that shareware stuff on there, right?
No, well, that's the
problem. You get that shareware stuff on there, and that starts with this, you know, that third party support for Windows, and you end up having memory leaks. That's why you have to reboot. If you would just use regular Windows products, you would not have that problem.
You won't have to worry about your Windows registry getting corrupted.
You know what?
Absolutely.
And all
right.
All this happened after I tried out Thunderbird. I don't understand.
See, there's that open source stuff again. It's coming to bite you, Dan. You got to stay away from that.
You know, here
stick
I am.
With
I spent
stick with Outlook
hours running Speed Doctor and defragging, because you know, and running registry cleans and checks and everything. And I just go install one little application.
Isn't cleaning the registry fun?
Right. Yeah. I will go install one little application and look what happens. Now. It's just running.
Yeah, but you know what? Am I the only person that really has fun, like, running Speed Disk and Disk Doctor and Scan Disk and stuff like that? Because, like,
watching all the little squares change.
You have to do something with that downtime, and it's fun just to watch it go. Plus, you get the added benefit of it really speeding up your system, you know, and it helps you access your documents faster and stuff like that. It's really cool.
I'm having a little issue. I'm running Internet Explorer 6. And every time I connect to the internet, I get this pop-up message saying that I'm missing a DLL file. I don't know what the problem is. I uninstalled a couple of programs, and it, you know, all that stuff whizzes by. I never read that stuff, and
I just say yes to all.
You know?
You know what? When I had that happen last time, I just got the restore disk I had with my computer, popped that in there, and I did. It was like 2 weeks ago. I started on Friday night. Midday Saturday, I had all my stuff back on, and it was a clean system.
I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. But you got to remember to make sure you print out your documents and stuff, the couple documents you have, because you don't want to lose those, you know.
Right.
Get them on a hard copy.
Floppy, at least.
I think after this Thunderbird install, I might have to reinstall my, run the system restore disk, because my compact's just not running.
Those system restore disks are awesome.
Remember when they used to put
taken
the system
whole
restore partition for a little while there? That was pretty cool, but I do like the disks.
I like the disks because, you know, they've taken the whole restore process that we go through once a month or so, and they've shortened it down from like 40 minutes to now it's like 15. You can get a complete restore going on your system. It's awesome. Right back to Dell specifications.
Dell is the
best.
Just
like he got it out of the box.
When you do a restore with a Dell CD, it's great. It's like just out of the box, and everything's nice and fresh and new for about a week anyway.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, it's just like opening up a brand new computer. Everything is just like it's supposed to be. Windows is running on it just fine. All your stuff works. You know, a few minutes later, you're connected back up to the internet, and you know, it slows down a little bit from there. But,
you know what? Before we get too far into other, you know, flying off of different topics, I wanted to bring up our little tip of the week before we forget about it, because I did a lot of work on this today, and
okay.
I'm excited about it. In Windows XP and most other versions of Windows too, if you go to the Start menu and you go to Search for Files and Folders, and it brings up that little search menu, and you can choose, like, you can search for files, you can search for computers and all sorts of things. If you look down in the lower left-hand corner, there's a little animated character that'll help you out.
Clippy. And,
well, no, not Clippy. Not Clippy, that's Office. This is in the search.
He's on Office, yeah.
Yeah. I think it defaults to a little puppy. If you click on him, you can have him do little tricks. Like
that
the puppy,
is cool.
The puppy will run to the back of the window and disappear and then pop back up again. But what's more is you don't have to use the puppy. There's three other characters.
Wow, I never realized that.
You can choose an alien, a little goofy alien with a hat that skips around, and he'll, like, make funny faces if you tell him to do something, to do a trick. There's a little wizard that comes up, you know, and he has, a wizard hat, and he's on a purple robe and everything, and he'll shrug his shoulders or, you know, take his hat off. And then the last one is a chick named Courtney in a rocket ship.
Cool.
And she, you know, if you tell
Courtney.
Her to do some tricks,
she'll
blush or whip a flower out. I thought this is really great. I really like the little animated characters. And it'll help you with your searches, too. If you have any questions, they'll open the help window for you. So this really nice feature. And you can change them. The only thing that was missing was Bonsai Buddy. I was kind of hoping that they would have incorporated Bonsai Buddy in there, too. But we can't have everything.
I don't know. My app of the week is Weatherbug, man.
Maybe Longhorn.
That is the best application, Weatherbug. You get
Weatherbug is the bomb.
You get weather continuously, 24 hours a day.
Plus you can get video. You can get pictures from places.
You get all kinds of feeds. You can get all the information from your local weather stations is available to you right on the taskbar. I mean, how can you pass that up?
I just got a comment that came in from on my Windows Messenger from C. Brown. It says, don't forget to check out this great article, Windows Utility Shootout. Power up your Windows.
Awesome.
Hopefully the other people that are running Windows Messenger will also see that little pop-up. It's www.division2.com/utility-shootout. And if I'm not mistaken, there's a really wonderful website on Division 2 by a chick named Kelly. Definitely check that one out.
Cool.
I think she did it in front page. Yeah. She did that. Now, that front page is like the killer app.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and make sure that you mention it, that, you know, we are saving our Windows Messenger
logs.
Messages, our logs, and they're going to be, of course, hanging out on our Windows Show IIS server. In the usual spot, so you can go right over and check them out. We'll make them in a pretty little Word doc for you, open them right up, and follow stuff through.
I'm trying to find a way that I can get the Microsoft speech engine to actually read those and put it out into a Windows media file.
That would be cool.
To play right through a Windows Media Player.
That would be really cool.
I'm either going to do it.
You know, we could send that out in a podcast or something
like that. Yeah, it's either WMA or I'm going to just encode it into a WAV file. The entire
WAV is better.
Wave is, yeah, because it's not lossy, right?
It's not lossy, no, at all. You'll be able to get the full sound.
I think that's a great idea.
And then it's a lot easier. If it's a WAV file, it's a lot easier if you can, incorporate bits and pieces of that into, you know, our favorite Windows apps, our mail notification sounds or something like that. Shutdown startup sounds.
Yeah. Well,
that would be cool.
I think we're about running out of time here, unless somebody else... Alan, I wanted the
Comet
app of the week to be Comet Cursor.
Yes. I thought we discussed this before.
I still like...
You can get a Calvin and Hobbes cursor. It's really cool.
I like to get a little tail that goes from my mouse around the screen. I like the little tails. You know, Comet Cursors with the tails.
My computer was getting a little sluggish from that. I'm thinking of just going out and spending $4,000 on a really nice new system just to speed it up, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, if you got the money, big server, you know, throw money at that, then you'll be good.
I don't know. You might want to hold off because isn't Longhorn's coming out soon?
Next year, right?
Is it? I thought it was supposed to be out by the end of the summer.
You know, but you know what? I got some buddies, and they have slipped me an advanced copy, and it is awesome. It is awesome. They're so
you will be sharing
good stuff
with
that, but
right.
I don't want to tell you too much and ruin the fun.
I want to find out what the file system is like.
I want to find out what the price is like. Well, you know what? That's the fallacy
Intel is coming in at under $300. So
you do not pay for the operating system. When you buy the computer, it comes installed for free.
Exactly.
I hate hearing that.
What else
all
do you
time.
Need, right?
I mean, if you need to go out and buy an upgrade to Windows, why don't you just buy a new computer?
Might as well.
Right. There's no reason to buy Windows. It comes free on the computer.
If you're on a computer and you hook up to the internet and it starts slowing down, that's an alert to you. It's time to start looking for
sure.
your computer.
Well, you have to understand that, you know, everything depreciates anyway, right?
That's
so,
right.
So, you know, if your computer system is depreciating every 3 or 6 months, depending on, you know, the speed of the computer that you get, why not just go out and get another one? I mean, what's the sense of keeping that old hardware hanging around and you know, then stuff happens, like you end up having to replace power supplies or something like that. That's just ridiculous. And you can go right out to a Circuit City or Best Buy and grab yourself a nice new Windows machine and bring it home, plug it in, and you're good to go.
Let's not forget Staples or
your settings
Office
over.
Depot.
Staples, too. Yep, that's right.
You know what? The best place to buy a computer is on QVC. They have some really good deals
they
on
have
there.
Some good deals, yeah.
And,
can sometimes get cameras with them and everything.
Right, and they know what they're
scanners
talking about.
Too.
Scanners, yeah.
And
sweet deals to be had.
And sometimes you could get a year or two worth of internet. Like
and
MSN.
You know what? The best thing about the extra peripherals that they give you now in those package deals is, you know, Windows is just doing their thing with that plug-and-play stuff, man. You just plug it in.
And it works.
It goes the next thing you know, it's right. You're scanning all those documents in and doing your stuff. Ah, oh, it's wonderful. There's nothing like just being able to bring a new system in, plug a scanner up to it, and all of a sudden you've got, you know, OCR text in your Word document. That's just awesome.
I you know, it's great. Sometimes I'm not too keen on the software that comes with it. Like, I don't want, like, the personal edition of Norton Utilities. I want the professional. I like to watch, just like you were talking about the little meters, I like to watch the little speed gauges and watch the arrow go, you know, back and forth. And I know that when that arrow reaches the top, my system is running at its peak performance.
It's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Absolutely.
And for all of us that don't have the video feed, Dan's little finger was going back and forth like an arrow.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys just see on our Windows Messenger list that Judas said Linux equals communism? That's that Linux is that open source thing. He's right, you know. They don't support the free market economy, you know.
It's un-American.
It is.
And it's riddled with spyware. Because if it's free, you know that people are putting spyware in it.
Well, all those crackers are making that stuff, and you can't, you know. I cannot trust my data to 500,000 14-year-old developers. Do you know what I mean? I need to have somebody who can take some responsibility. There has to be some culpability in there somewhere. And you just can't, you know, you can't find those little 14-year-old crackers when you're trying to fix something.
Who do you trust, Rubman or all those crackers?
You know who I don't trust is Apple. And they built their OS X off of free BFD. Is that it?
Yeah.
I don't understand, you know. But I think... Right now, Apple is getting
the
some
BFD
kind of
macro kernel thing, right?
Yes, but they're getting a
isn't
little...
Isn't that like Linux? They did that off of. It's like a Linux thing, right?
It's a Linux ripoff or something. It's like a bunch of people weren't happy and they forked Linux and.
So they have those little things on there. You don't even get like your icons on the side of the screen anymore. They're like down at the bottom in that little taskbar.
There's
thing
no start
or
menu.
Artsy
fartsy. What the hell
crap.
Is that?
And you know, just because they got the iPod, well, just wait. Windows media players are coming out.
The Dell players rocks, man.
Dude, they're going to kick Apple's butt all the way back to
no doubt.
To the graveyard.
No.
You enjoy it now, Steve Jobs. You take your free
Keep
free
it down
BFD.
At that 3% level.
You take your free BFD. You take it and you go shove it up your...
What does BFD stand for anyway? Big deal?
Free.
Big freaking deal, I guess.
Big Free Daemon or something.
Something like that. Yeah, they're always talking about the demons
free,
too, you know?
Free Big Free Daemon. There's something like, you know, like recursive.
What is that?
Like, reference yourself. So it's Big Free Big Daemon.
Yeah, but you keep saying that demon
like
stuff
BFG,
too. You know,
right?
I noticed that. I noticed that they're always talking, those open source people. They're talking about demons all the time, and you know, I'm a Christian guy, and I worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, are they into some kind of strange thing like? I mean, I don't want, like, something possessing my computer or something. At least Microsoft doesn't do any of that freaky stuff. It must be because, you know, that you've seen them all. They dress, they have the hardware poking through their face, you know, the earrings in their nose and in their nipples and stuff. And
you know what?
They're always wearing black and crap like that, you know, look all disheveled and stuff.
It's a bunch of guys that used to play Dungeons & Dragons and worship Satan on a Saturday night.
Listen to those Ozzy Osbourne albums.
And they got nothing better to do, so they make the free BFD, and they hack into the government, and they hack into, you know, like school districts, and they cause people to shoot people.
Right.
It's just no good.
They must have stole those people stole my credit card 6 months ago, and I'm still having problems getting everything all straightened out.
Is that the free BFD people?
I think so. Well, them are the Linux people. I don't know.
Wait, is it Linux that came out of Russia, or is it free BFD that's the Russian mafia?
I thought it was China.
I don't know. I thought...
No, China
I know that China's doing the Linux
thing. China does
thing,
that operating system
and they're
nobody
communists.
Wants to use. What was that? BEOS? Big Engineer Operating System?
Something
it was
like
an,
that, yeah.
It was an operating system based off of anime. Like, it had, like, all sorts of anime windows and stuff. And if you installed it, it ran, like, out of Windows, and it would corrupt your Windows, and... It was the Chinese government's way of getting back.
It isn't. That's another one of those. That's another one of those open project things, right?
Yeah,
I've seen stuff like that. Like if you go to that, I forget what the name of that website is. It talks about the different operating systems all the time, and they have all kinds of stuff over there. Like SkyOS, I think is one, and that has all of the anime hacker stuff on there too.
If everybody ran Windows, all our problems would go away.
No kidding.
Yeah, free BFD, Linux, open
something
BFD.
Similar to if everyone had a Coke.
They're gateway operating systems to criminal activity and Satanism and drugs.
I really think it might be because, like I said, they keep talking about the demons and stuff that's in their
Kitty
computers.
Like there's this
kid. Right.
There's this kid that walks down the street. He's always wearing a shirt with a penguin on it and it says Linux. And I said to him, why? Why don't you run a real operating system?
Windows
and
98?
He gave me a... Well, I was going to give him a copy of my Windows ME because I'm not really using it anymore. But he's just like... He's like, you know, get out of my face. And he tried handing me an open
imagine
office
that. That's
disk.
This,
I was like,
those are
the
same
that?
Kind of people that tell you that they run that Linux and free BFD stuff because it's free. Now, you are going to give him a perfectly good... free copy of operating system that he could have, and he would not have any problems with it. And what did he do? He just snubbed you.
Yeah, I told
him. It's one of them.
You keep your
free
BFD or Linux or whatever it is, and I'm.
It's one of them earring through the face.
I'm
going to
support America.
14-year-old kids, yeah. Let him move to Russia or something like that.
You go, Alan. I think I'm going to get one of those themes for my Windows that plays the American anthem when I log in.
You got to get that little thing down at the bottom that has the waving American flag.
With the eagle flying around.
Absolutely.
You ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
It sits down at the bottom.
My Bonsai Buddy sometimes, and like July 4th, he waved the American flag.
I don't know. This is a little app that just sits down at the bottom. It waves the flag all day long.
Oh, it does?
The guy at work has it. It's really neat.
You need to get the website you got that from.
I'll bring it in next week.
I'm going to put it in my cool web search box.
Oh, well.
Are you using that for Internet Explorer, cool web search?
Absolutely.
You know what? I'm
absolutely, but I had a hard time getting it into. I use America Online, so I had a hard time getting everything integrated with that. But once it was up and working, you know. It's
you know what? You really need to ditch that for MSN.
Seriously,
I keep thinking about it, you know. When they sent me a couple of CDs, I just haven't made the switch yet. I mean, you know, because my homepage is MSN anyway.
Well, you're using AOL for DSL, right? For broadband?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least your
that was the best thing. You know,
protected.
It's a plug and play system. I just plugged it in and off it went.
Well, I had a problem getting a cool web search to run because SpyBot was telling me that it was having a problem and needed to delete it. So I just got rid of SpyBot and.
There you go.
No problem anymore.
Yeah. You know, but you know what? I hear if you install everything before you install SpyBot, then you don't have the same problems.
Well, yeah.
One problem I'm having is, you know, I have a cable modem connection, and, you know, I leave my machine on to do Windows updates, but I wake up in the morning and I go to the computer, and it doesn't let me sign in. I have to reboot it to get it back, to get it running again. I don't know what the story is.
Yeah, but you want to
you want to make sure that you reboot once a day on a regular basis anyway.
It's probably a good idea.
Sometimes it clears your memory out
and stuff like that, and it gets your system back up and running real good. And what's even better is, like, if you have time
to reboot your fans and run that speed disk.
Don't you have it auto-logging in for you? I mean, you run it as administrator. Why do you have to log in? Just, you know, and speaking of OS X, that's one thing that annoyed me, because we have to work on it. Where every time something wants to install or you want to install something, it asks you for your password.
It's so annoying.
I hate that. Like, I don't have to go through that annoying crap, and I don't understand why you just don't have your machine log in automatically.
You don't need to remember passwords if you don't have to.
Oh, your whole family uses the same account, right?
You mean you can have more than
mine
one?
Mine does. Why would you want more than one?
I heard. I don't know. You know, it's really odd.
One account, one Windows. That's all you got to do.
That's it.
That's right. One computer, right? What do you need? What do you need? One computer, one. If someone wants it, you know, something else, get them another computer.
That's only a few hundred dollars, right? Yeah, so there's no reason. You should set it to auto log in as administrator, and that's it. Or your account is set up as administrator. Then you don't have to worry about it. It'll do it for you automatically.
Oh, I see we're running out of time, guys.
Yeah, we gotta close up. Any other tips for our Windows users there? Link?
That's it for me. I had some stories about, you know, how to set up an HTML signature in Outlook, but we'll have to save that for the next show.
All right.
I think that'll be a good topic, yeah.
It's something, you know, keep people listening.
For the next show, I'm going to try out this application. Someone at work left the CD with NOPIX written on it. I popped it into my CD player, and I couldn't find any EXE files, so...
Oh, dude, I put one of them in, and it took my computer over.
I'm gonna try it, and I'll come back and talk about it next time.
Telling you, man, you're going to hose your system. Stay away from that free BFD. What was it? NOMIX? Comics? What did you say it was?
Something like that.
NOPIX?
Never heard of it.
NOPIX.
Like I said, I couldn't find any EXE files.
Is that a DOS boot disk or something? Something like those DOS boot disks?
The DOS boot disk that does the free BFD stuff?
Yeah.
I'll check into it, and I'll come back next week and talk about it.
Why anybody would want to run DOS anymore? I don't know. All right. So we want to thank all our listeners out there. And, you know, remember, run your antivirus. Make sure you keep your Windows machines patched and up to date. And,
Service Pack 2.
It's the best.
And life will be happy.
And
that's right.
Happy, can't wait for Longhorn.
Happy, yeah.
Bill is God.
Message us at the show at crashwindowsradio.com and, you know, Outlook us or... You know, keep those emails coming with the fancy signatures. The more clip art I can acquire. Sorry, I got a little cold.
Or you can
AOL. Oh, you do that too. That's awesome. That's an awesome way to do things, man. You just grab clip art from the stuff in your.
One day on our website, crashwindows.com, we are going to put up a clip art repository. The bigger, the better.
Cool.
And, yeah. And if you can include some animation or sound files with your emails. I love to get EXE files in my emails. I like when they do VB scripts. Yes.
Bin?
VB, because, you know, I'm learning VB scripting right now, and it helps me a lot if you send me emails containing VB script examples.
I'm a little scared to learn VB script. I don't know. I think I'll let that to the professionals. I'm just going to, you know, worry about keeping my system up to date with
Well, we all have to start somewhere, and you know there really has to be some good. I'm trying to get that new position over in Redmond, so I need to brush up my VB script skills.
VB rocks, man. I love VB.
Well, I always thought Visual Basic stuff in script was more like, batch writing DOS batch files, and you know I did that, but Visual Basic, I'm gonna stick with batch files.
Batch files are cool too, and you can't forget like Windows scripting, man.
All right, Link, we're gonna close things up. We're gonna say goodnight to you now. We'll talk to you next week because you're on Skype. All right. And I want to thank everybody for listening. Link, you're the best. Enjoy.
Linux Link Tech Show.
Hello. Oh, that was really, really. Like, I have a really bad taste in my mouth right now.
That was rude. Me too. I'm gonna have to, drink a Coke and smoke a cigar real quick to get that out of there.
Yeah, we came up with that idea while chatting with Matthew Ravel on.
That's right. April Fools, everybody.
Even though it's not April Fools.
This is our April Fools show because
Yeah. Well,
we're not going to be broadcasting.
We don't quite get on Friday, so.
And no, that crap was not pre-taped. That was us winging it off the top of our head.
This is a 15-second discussion before the show started. So
it went on a little too long.
Yeah, I need to go. That went on for like 40
people
minutes.
Leaving the chat.
What is this crap?
Sorry about that one guy chasing that one guy away.
What are you freaking Windows guys talking about, man? The hell is this shit?
The free BFD.
Cody says rinse and spit. Yeah. I feel dirty.
All you need to do is reboot and your problems will go away.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, it's 77th episode of the Linux Link Tech Show. Maybe our last after that one.
The hate mail is going to come in on this one.
Yeah, right. I think the majority of the people stuck with us through that in IRC. Most of them thought it was funny. What do you think, guys? Let us know.
Thank you for being patient.
Yeah, they're talking. They think it was funny. You have to pull something like that every now and then, though, I bet Matt thinks it's going to go a little too long when he listens to it on his iRiver tomorrow. Because he was saying, well, maybe you could do it for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
40 minutes later, we're still talking about it.
I couldn't stop, It just, you try to stop there's and somebody so much would come to talk up with about, something
too
else.
Easy.
Oh. Yeah, well, what are you going to do? You drag it out like a dead horse a little too long,
It was still funny.
Oh, all right. Hey, you know what, Link? You weren't here last week,
and you aren't here this week either.
You're not here this week. Last week's show.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder. Screw you. Yeah.
Holy mackerel! Last week's show went 2 hours.
Well, it started off.
Yeah, I noticed. Yeah,
it was a tough one.
I noticed. I'm coming back for breaks, doing cabling, and every time I come back, you guys are still talking. It's like 11 o'clock. What the hell are they doing, man?
I was like falling asleep in the chair here.
What'd you do? Get out of the chair and just leave for work from the dance
house? It was pretty close.
We just kept going and going and going. We figured, what the hell, man? We went on BinRev, so we didn't have to cut off at 10 o'clock.
You know, I just realized that I think they pull our show off the podcast to rebroadcast during a rotation. So, we kind of, they like it. We stuck with the hour and a half. But, man, we started late. We ended really late. And we learned that Pat likes the Gilmore Girls.
I love Lorelai Gilmore. She's so hot.
Yep.
Lauren Graham. Ah.
We'll make sure your wife hears this one.
Hey, she's the one who turned me on to it, man.
Okay.
I'm one of those chicks. Huh?
Battlestar Galactica rocks, man.
She said, yeah, Pat, you're going to like the Gilmore Girls. You're going to.
You're going to like them because I like them. That's what
you got a hot mom and a hot daughter.
And a hot dad.
No, there is no debt.
Not yet. Let me guess, they're trying to find a hot dad, aren't they?
No?
They're lesbians?
Is that true, lesbians?
Oh, wow. Everybody's going to be watching. On what time is it on, Pat?
Tuesdays at 8 o'clock on the WB.
Well, that conflicts with Scrubs.
Hey, you got a TiVo.
Yeah.
If you say so.
All right. I guess, Link, you know, you've been so quiet the past 2 weeks. Why don't you tell us about your new system and how it's running?
My new system. Well, for those of you who haven't been reading my weblog,
those three posts.
My initial, the three posts that were there the last 4 months because I've been so damn busy. My initial thing was that I was going to get a Mac Mini, right? And, like, I had my tax return money set aside for it and stuff, and I really wanted to get one. And I kept getting the runaround and the hassle by the local Apple shop here and also by the not-so-local Apple shop. And I finally just got pissed off, and there was a computer show 2 weeks ago on the weekend, and I went to that and picked up a new, was it Pentium 3 gigahertz or Pentium 4 3 gigahertz? I don't know. I'm so damn tired. Anyway, 3 gigahertz machine, 512 meg of DDR2 RAM, DVD combo drive, DVD CD rewriter kind of drive, and a 40 gig hard drive, et cetera. NVIDIA 32 meg video card, which is really cool. And brought it home and stuck Slackware 10.1 on it, which is, you know, absolutely the tits. And I'm sitting here using it now, and it works really good.
Sweet. It's nothing like a new computer, huh?
No, it's really nice. It's been a very, very long time since the last time I've gotten a computer. My old computer was top of the line then, and it's a 950 megahertz Duron. So it's been really a while.
Now, you're running
I'm digging it, man.
You're running NVIDIA drivers on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
The official. So you got 3D support. You can start messing around with some of those nice games that are out?
Tux Racer.
I thought about it a couple times, but I haven't had, you know, I've been so busy at work that I haven't had time to even try any of that stuff yet. I was going to, you know, start Tux Racer up and just see what that looked like.
GL117 is a great game. It's like a flight sim, a battle flight sim, and it's really good.
Well, dude, I haven't even seen Tux Racer yet. It's been, you know, it started coming out like 3 years ago, and every time I started on my old machine, like, you get one frame every minute or two.
That's all I've ever saw of it, too. It's just like one frame.
Yeah, you just click. It takes like 5 minutes to stop the damn thing, so.
When you have a
I've been kind of not a gamer.
You have a nice NVIDIA card, man, video card. Get that, you know, 3D drivers going, man.
It's nice.
Get those games going. It's sweet.
Well, what I was thinking about was checking out the, like, the Doom stuff and all of that. I haven't played that in eons, and I really used to like to do it a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know if you listen to Gamer Radio calls Doom Flashlight Simulator 101.
And I even saw they're coming out with Doom 3 now for something or other last night. So.
There's a couple of small company games.
That's a cool game.
Yeah, I haven't played it, though. What is it? Enemy Territories 1, that's free, based off of Castle Wolfenstein. That I had downloaded. I haven't played it yet. There's a couple, like, next week I plan to review some games from different companies that
Dan,
I've been playing around with.
That 3D tank game that we used to play on Linux?
BZ Flag.
BZ Flag. Now, there's something I probably could play that now. Yeah. I could keep up with you now. Go. Before, Dan used to beat my ass all the time because he had a 3D video card, and he would get his updates a lot faster than I did. You know what I mean? So he used to beat the snot out of me every damn time we played. Now maybe I could keep up with you, and that would be cool.
Check out GL Tron, man. It's like it's a version of the old Tron game, you know, with the bikes. But it's so much better. It's got these 3D walls, and it's really good. GL Tron, man. Check it out.
I'll have to check it out. Now I got something to do on the weekend. I'll have to check out some games. Even though I'm not a big gamer, but it might be fun just playing for a little while, you know?
I played Flight Gear this weekend. Have you ever tried Flight Gear? Holy mackerel,
that's hard.
You really need to kind of know how to fly an airplane. But if you don't have a joystick, it's ten times harder.
Yeah, to try to fly any of those flight simulators using the keyboard, you just ain't going to do it. I used to do that because I used to be, in the MS days, not to bring that back up now, but Flight Simulator was like the only game I would ever buy, and you cannot fly a plane using the keyboard. I don't care what anybody says.
It looks nice. I spent an hour trying to figure out how to take off, and here I have my plane's like on the runway, and all of a sudden it starts moving, but it's moving at a 90-degree angle. I'm watching the runway.
Quit looking at your side window. Yeah.
I'm like, why is it moving at a 90-degree angle? It doesn't make sense. I had to read like through all this documentation just to figure out how to start the engine.
That B is the brake.
Well, yeah, I had to turn the brake on, turn the brake off, and then I accidentally hit my landing gear and the plane crashed. And you can't get it off the ground when you're down. You got to restart it. Oh, yeah, flight gear. It's really cool, but. You gotta,
yeah, I've actually wanted to try that one, and I unfortunately do not have anything that would play it. So
there's another one, Search and Rescue. That's, I think, a little easier to control. You fly a helicopter and you go on some search and rescue missions.
You guys check out the Battle West Noth or something.
Battle
like that?
For West Noth.
That's pretty cool. It's a role playing game online.
Yeah, I've started playing. It's pretty involved. It takes a while to play. It's not something you sit down and play a couple minutes and you get somewhere, you know, like an action-y type game. You really need to get involved in it. Because it took me a long time just to get from the little hut that you start off in up to towards the top of the screen, and after a while I'm like, I got something else I need to do.
I got a life now.
Yeah, I got to go down and play the GameCube. And that's a good game, though. That is a good game. So links on new Slackware 10.1. You running 10.1 yet?
Yes, on one of my boxes.
And Alan?
I'm still on 10, but it's gonna get upgraded soon.
I run 10 too, you know. So
I upgraded the server to 10.1 over the holiday.
Yes, you did.
And then I decided to compile Qmail by hand.
How long did that take?
I noticed it's taking me a little longer to log in remotely now.
It is?
Yeah.
For what? Qmail? For email?
Well, for email, but even just like getting a the password prompt backed.
Really? Because I don't see anything.
It may be the system at work. I'm not totally sure where it is, but I have noticed that recently.
I do want to get some more memory to put in there because, I think, the amount of email spam coming in, spam assassin hitting it, it's really, hitting the system pretty hard, so. I'd like to update.
Well, not only that, but it's like a 400 megahertz box, right?
Right, and it only has, it doesn't have a lot of RAM in it. It should have more.
More memory definitely helps on a slow machine.
Yeah, I need to get more RAM.
Trenton Computer Fest is coming up again, so maybe that chick selling memory will be down.
Yeah, there you go, Super Cleavage.
Yes.
The memory chick.
That's a cool show.
The memory chick may be there.
I remember going to that show, literally 15 years ago. And even back then, it was a cool show.
Wow. But with the Qmail, it was not hard to install. I followed the directions in Life with Qmail because I did it on my workstation first, had no problem. I did it on here, and it didn't work. And then the next day, I came back, and I'm like, I really want to do this. I did it again, and I'm still having problems. There's a couple of different ways that you can set up for the email directories where they're stored, the mail is stored. There's like var spool mail. There's in the mailbox file in the person's home directory. The directions in Life with Qmail default to the mailbox directory in the person's home directory, but we're going to Varspool Mail, so I had to switch that around. And the script that it would call, it would cat this script, like little script with all the commands into it, wasn't working for me for some reason. When I moved all those commands into the right file, instead of having it piped into there, everything worked perfectly, and it's been running since.
Cool.
And,
runs good from what I can tell.
The big pain in the butt is anytime you upgrade Perl, you have to reinstall all those damn Perl modules you installed by added to it every time because, you go from Perl 5.8.2 to Perl 5.8.3, Perl 5.8.4, and then Spam Assassin's not working, so you got to reinstall Spam Assassin. And it's not hard. You just run CPAN.
Just tedious.
Yeah, same thing with Python sometimes, like Mailman will break. But everything's up to date on the server. Everything's running.
Hate running CPAN. Just write the damn thing in bash script or something so it works.
The apt-get of Apache modules.
Now, there is. I did have a problem with Slackware 10.1, and I was on the phone with Link for what, an hour and a half last night.
Yeah, something like that.
I upgraded the laptop down there, And, you know, of course, I want the big and best, so I go right for the 2.610 kernel. And I come up, and the wireless NIC would not work anymore. The DW, what is it, DW link?
You got to qualify that. It's a USB NIC that you have.
Yes, yeah, USB.
DW-122?
Right. And I compiled the WLAN-NG drivers myself. I also used a Slackware package. The thing would not run. I plug it in. The drivers were, the modules would be mounted. The modules would be loaded. The hot plug script would not configure the card. I tried running the scripts that they provided. It kept coming back saying, block device WLAN 0 not found. Or device WLAN 0 not found. And I try every wonky way I could think of to get these scripts to work. But I could manually configure it with WLAN control, WLANCTL.NG. But I didn't want that. I wanted it to come up using whatever settings I had configured for it, whatever script was to run. So after, you know, Link and I were digging through files on Google and trying everything we could think of, booted back into 2.429 kernel, and it worked perfectly. I didn't have to do a damn thing. It just worked, right? I was like, wait a minute, how did it get an IP address? Oh, that's right. A long time ago, I set that sbin rc.ifup. No, wait, ifup, right? What is that?
sbin ifup.
Mm-hmm. And I configured that for the IP address, and it was running perfectly after that. It's been running perfectly since. I guess that's probably why
Pat Volkerding has the 2.429 as the default kernel.
Right.
Right?
Because
he knows it's still not mature enough. 2.6, a kernel still isn't mature enough for him to play with. Even though on a website that I read off the announcement for 10.1, and it was saying that the 2.6 kernel was the most awesome thing, but that may be so, but it still doesn't work with the USB wireless network card.
Well, to be
the one Dan has anyway.
To be fair to Slackware, though, other people were having the same problems though in different distros.
Yes,
too.
They were. And 2.6.10, they were having that problem, and I think I read guys in Fedora Core 3 having that problem, and Mandrake and Gentoo. So
that sucks, man. What does that?
It's
have
not
to happen?
Just a Slackware specific thing.
What are you gonna do? From Windows.
I wonder if I wonder if that problem happens with the PCM CIA card, though. Did you try that, Dan?
I don't have a wireless PCM CIA card anymore. The last I saw it was laying in a cup of water downstairs.
Uh-oh.
One of the kids dropped it in a cup of water.
But you can get that back, but just take it out of there and let it dry in the sun.
Yeah, but I don't know what has happened to it. I don't know what happened to Frankenstein. That disappeared. Yeah, I thought it was over there, but that's just gone. It might have been in Frankenstein.
Which laptop is the one here with an inch of dust on top of it?
That's old. I think one of those is running Slackware 7, if I'm not mistaken. 7.
You fire
so
up,
long.
See if it's still working.
7, dude, that's a good one.
I haven't fired those up in a while. Get annoyed with them. You know, I was like, too slow. They're only Pentium 90s or something like that.
Woo.
Speed demons.
Got one of these over here. I got one of those over here, too, but I think I need to find a new way to put a battery in it or something.
Turn it to a router or a printer.
What, the laptop? Yeah, that's, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Ooh, maybe I'll install Gen 2 on it.
1 month supply.
I was going to say, several weeks later, he has the first stage done.
Bash is finished. I can do LS. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
No, not yet. That comes
later.
A little later. That's the next package.
So do we have like a halftime song today? Or?
Yeah, we played it. It was a tech show theme.
Oh, it was a
tech show theme. It was a tech show theme.
do you have one?
No, I don't. I wanted to know if you did.
If you downloaded one of those songs I suggested.
Yeah. That was last week.
Did you download them?
No, I forgot.
I started looking before, and then we had the idea of putting the mics through the board.
You guys didn't play any of the songs. You didn't play the songs that I sent you for last week, right?
Yeah, we played Joe Turley's Like I Do at the end of the show. At the end of the two-hour marathon.
11:15.
Yeah. All right, why don't I play it anyhow? Hold on. I'll play Joe Turley.
Check it out.
Do it.
What's the name of the tune?
Joe Turley, Like I Do, and that's D O O.
Like I Do.
Is that like the name of it, or is that a typo?
D-O-O. No, that's the name of it, man.
All right.
Like I Do.
We'll play that, and I don't know.
No, don't do that, Dan.
Yeah. We'll play a promo too. All right, here is Joe Turley, Like I Do.
Nobody loves you like I do, like I do. Nobody needs you like I do. Nobody wants you like I do, like I do. Nobody loves you like I do. You could go off searching all around the world, but you could never find a love like mine. From Tokyo to Tupelo, east to west to high and low.
Hey guys, it's Tom McFadden calling from Ontario, Canada, and I just wanted to say, nothing rocks like the Linux Link Tech Show. Keep up the great work. Also guys, I wondered if you guys had thought about maybe doing taking Skype calls or emails or something where a user would have a problem, say, with their wireless card in their Dell laptop, for instance. And if you guys would try and answer that on the air, or if you just wanted to steer right clear away from that type of idea. Just a thought. Keep up the good work.
Have we ever answered him that, yeah, we are more than willing to answer tech requests? What? I know. I'm asking you guys. Have we ever answered him? This is the third time we played that damn promo. He asks the same question every time. Have we ever? Yes, we will. You send us a question, or when we do the Skype and allow people to call into the Skype. Yes. Oh, ow. I don't need my eardrums, Alan. Still playing around with the new mixer. And I can see. Dude, that's way too loud. I can see that, through the recording in Audacity over here, that there's a huge difference. The size of the wave.
The levels, you mean?
Yeah, well, everybody keeps saying that we need to turn the volume up on the mics over there because they can't hear you on IRC.
It's as loud as it goes? No. Oh.
Maybe if we increase the level on the software side.
Well, it's already up.
Oh, now they said turn it down.
Too high. Is it turn it down? Turn it down. Turn it down.
Mic's up, music is down.
Too low.
You think so?
Yeah, because if I talk normally, I can barely see the wave. But if I talk, maybe what I need to do is, if this might help Alan a little bit, let's
see the wave.
Let's pull up the volume meter. See the volume meter?
Yeah, it's low.
It's really low. It's real. See, look at it go now. Look at it go. It's going up.
Yeah,
it's going up.
Going up.
And I can talk normally. It's still low though. Why is that, Alan? You're our audio master. What's wrong?
See, now you guys don't have these audio problems when I'm sitting there running the mixer. I just wanted to point that out.
Look at that. Look at that. Link talks, it's like goes all the way up. It's like really loud.
But when we talk, it's low.
But when I'm talking, we're not getting anything. Yeah, there
it's
we go.
Because my stuff is amplified because I'm going through Skype.
What about Pat?
And you guys are on microphones.
No, look at Pat.
When I talk, it jumps up, definitely. You can see that right there. That's not too bad.
But what about... Whoa!
Yeah, but Pat's way too high because he has like a real microphone.
Do we need to get real microphones?
We still have that powered microphone, Pat.
Yeah, he's really loud. That's why.
I picked up a low Z cable, and it's made a big difference. You can hear it, at least through the mixer anyway. I don't know how it sounds through the stream. People were saying I was sounding pretty low before.
Well, they're saying you sound better now, so.
That's good.
Well, we're going to get that worked out eventually.
We got a new setup, and you know it takes a little bit of time to work out all the
things. See, had we paid attention to the volume meter from the get-go, we would have been able to help Alan out a little more.
There we go.
Happy days.
Yeah, because you want to make sure that we get, you know, everything that Alan says, since he only says two or three words.
He was very talkative last week, man. I think
that's right.
That was the most I've heard coming out of Alan's mouth, and I don't know when.
What was
in
he
quite
said,
a long time.
You know, it's a lot easier to do a show without Link hogging everything.
Yeah, I heard something like that. Yeah. That damn Link guy hogging up the freaking mixer. And
at least when he's on Skype, we can just disconnect him and say, whoops! Oh, darn, that network connection keeps going down.
After all, it is the Linux Link Tech Show.
Yes.
Just remember that.
No connection.
It was the Linux Link.
Oh. I just want you to know that I actually got emails after last week's show saying people missed me.
Aw, so. How sweet.
Look at Link's over here sending those little messages through the Skype chat thing.
That's right.
Yeah, I was watching those before. Obviously, you weren't.
No. I'm telling you, turn the damn mics up, and you're not even paying attention.
I'm on four different screens here at the same time trying to monitor different things. I don't have time to look at your chat.
People on IRC are saying, shut Link off.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Shut him down, man.
Shut him down, dude.
He's full of this shit.
We haven't done any Skype calls in a long time because we, you know, the last month and a half to 2 months, all we've been doing
is a Skype call now, man. We've been doing it the whole show.
Yeah, you know what I mean. People, you know, listeners calling in. We haven't done that in a while. You know, we've had.
I'm a listener, sort of.
We've had all these interviews on lately. You know, it's a new direction for the show, I guess.
Yeah. Right, well, I think down it's good, you know, into the toilet.
I think it's good that, you know, we have a couple of shows here and then that we actually do this kind of thing and just, you know, chew the rag back and forth. You know, for the last few shows when we had all the interviews, I know that we all had stuff that we wanted to talk about and we never got to them because some of the people we interview just go on and on and on.
We don't need to say names. Name names.
And then they start getting into really good stuff like 5 minutes before we have to close down the stream.
We know who you're talking about, Link.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you keep talking like that. We'll never get anybody back on again. I want to talk to some people again.
The Lug Radio guys have, like, harassed people on their interviews, and people still interview with them, so.
Jeremy was good last week. I thought we had a really good conversation. I
don't want, you know, we got an email from him afterwards. We thanked him, and he said, anytime you guys don't have a guest, I'll be willing to fill in. I'm like, you're not a filling guest.
Oh, you are a top-line guest.
Top of the line.
Jeremy's a good guy.
Can call in and do that anytime. I'd like to talk to him sometime myself.
Linux questions.
Unfortunately, I was
great
a little
website.
Bit tied up in about 9 million network wires last week, so. That was, you guys want to hear that story. For the benefit of the listeners, last week I wasn't on the show because I had to do some network stuff at work real late at night. We had to replace the router and all kinds of other stuff and put some voice-over IP phones on a different subnet. Well, I had a friend of mine in the company come from Texas to help. They flew him in from Texas to help with a couple of hubs, and they also mailed a new router from Texas. Well, we got the new router, and we hooked it all up and everything and found out that it was broken.
That sucks.
Big old Cisco router, big, expensive Cisco router, and something happened in transit that it kept I guess it has an environmental sensor on it, and every time you power the thing up, it hit until it hit the environmental sensor, and the environmental sensor would flag off and shut the router back down again. Couldn't get it working. So there's a gigantic, expensive piece of equipment that does nothing, right? So we decided we're going to use my old router, but in order to add a second channel on my old router, we needed a transceiver. And, of course, we didn't have any there. I just happened to run some really old equipment at home, like Baxes and deck stations and stuff like that, so I happened to have a transceiver here. So I had to run back here and then drive back to work with a transceiver so I could set the second channel up. And once we got that running, I had to recable half of my network in order to put everything on this second channel. And recabling my network, I needed to put all the voice over IP cabling on a set of 100 base T hubs, and we went to get the hubs, and the hubs weren't there because the hubs came, he brought the hubs with him in his luggage, and his luggage didn't come with him off the plane for some reason. He lost his luggage, so we didn't even get the hubs until 1:30 in the morning. And then once we got the suitcase the hubs were in, opened the suitcase up, and it had damaged the hubs. So it took like 45 minutes to fix those so that they worked again. Got them all installed and plugged in, and found out that the network still wouldn't come on and work because one of my switches, I had a 24-port 10-100 switch that was just flipping out. And so we had to pull that switch out of the network and figure out how to get everything plugged. You know, because you can't go out at 2 o'clock in the morning in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, buy a switch, right?
So it's a little tough.
They don't sell those at Walmart anymore?
24-hour Walmart over in
Walmart. Not 24-port switches. So, you know, we finally got everything plugged back in, only to find out that the voice-over IP phones would not work because my old router still wasn't configured right. Like my old router was configured right to pass the data through, but there was nothing on the back end to get data back to the router on that channel. So we had to piss with that for a while. And then that was like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and then we started getting the voice-over IP phones reprogrammed. I have to go back and reprogram each phone, like 40 phones, by hand to change them and put them on a different subnet.
So
get that on there, and they try and grab the their necessary boot files off the TFT boot server, which was down. And it just, you know, it just went on and on and on all night long.
So
and every few minutes,
finish,
I'd pop back in. I started at 8:15 p.m. that night, and I didn't get done until 5:15 in the morning.
So basically worked all night.
Yeah, and then I was there again at, 9:15 to start all my reports and happy business for the day. So it was really a long couple of days for me, and I'm awfully glad it's over, but it took some serious recovery time to get past that, you know. But that was, you know, that was what I was doing instead of the tech show last week. This week, I got almost out to the highway to go to Dan's house and heard something thumping and clicking in my car. And turned my radio off, got out of the car to check it out, and found out that there's this giant piece of tin with a nail in it stuck completely through the tread of my tire.
Time for a new tire.
And I pulled the nail out and pulled that chunk of metal off and the nail out, and I felt the air start spilling out. So I turned around and came back home. And so pretty much after we're done with this, I get to go out and put a donut tire on my car.
Woo-hoo.
In the middle of the night.
A Hertz donut.
Yeah.
Remember Hertz donut? Hertz donut.
Dan, I see you connecting with somebody or attempting to. X-Lax?
What's he doing? He's over there compiling the kernel again, right?
Nah, he's trying to connect with X-Lax.
And somebody wants to come on.
X-Lax.
But it's just connecting and connecting. Oh, it just dropped him. Hold on a second, Link. I'm going
to
disconnect.
You're going to have to bump me off, yeah.
Hold on a second. I'm going to call you right back. Don't go away, sweetie pie.
Yeah.
You just keep waiting.
Dan,
hold on.
Dan, what was the deal with the blog today? Was that you?
What?
Talking about man-on-man acts, man. What the hell's that
I
all
don't
about?
Know. I had nothing
You're
else
scaring me,
there.
Dan.
I just figured...
Sounds like you've been watching gay porn.
Yeah. Well, you know how it goes. Why won't it let me do a conference?
Go under call.
No, I do. I get here's. Where did he go? Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Call? No.
Nothing. No, it's...
Call is constant. There should be one that says...
Under tools. Go to tools.
Tools?
Create a conference. Go to the top.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Dan.
Now pick it in here.
There we go.
All right. Add and...
Link. Fun with Skype, people.
Start. Here we go.
Dan does this every time.
I keep telling you got to give me advance warning because of Valsa.
Oh, sorry. You don't have Valsa running all the time? Where's Link? Didn't he?
What? You guys were there. I saw everyone a second ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
Invite.
Oh, wait, oh,
it's connecting,
here.
It's connecting.
It's all right, it's all right.
Link, you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Ooh, sweetie pie. Right.
We're in business, people.
Look, it's like Link's face and then two silhouettes. Like, Link's the only guy who just figured they'd put his picture in.
That was sad.
We should do a group picture and put it on there.
You know,
I'm cool. That's why.
You don't want to see my ugly mug.
See
Man, you're
from
clipping
back.
Really bad.
Am I what?
You're clipping really bad.
Oh, wait.
So where are you located, X-Dex?
I'm up in Rochester now. Rochester, New York.
Rochester.
Schools.
The snow belt.
Yeah. Yeah, it snows pretty much every day when it's cold enough.
Today was a nice day.
Yeah, it was actually really warm compared to normal where we're. For some reason, in the RIT campus, you're always walking into the wind, which gets annoying after a while. So a warm day like today is welcome.
How long have you been up there now?
I think 3 weeks now, something like that.
Is this your first foray into living in New York?
Yeah, first time like living in New York for this long. But yeah, it's pretty much like Pennsylvania. It's not that different.
Oh, no, it's not. Wait until wintertime, man. I lived in upstate New York for 20 years.
There's more inbreeding going on in upstate New York.
I don't know. I think there's more inbreeding here, really, but there definitely is a different quality of people there. So
yeah, the classes are a lot better for me for the geek stuff because I'm taking Intro to Multimedia right now. Everything is on Macs with them. We have to SSH into our Unix box to submit homework and that. So it's kind of nice for the geekiness inside me.
That's cool. No, no Windows junk. They don't have you doing any Windows stuff.
At least not yet, from what I see. And
well, if they're starting you right out using Unix and Macintosh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it seems that to be that's what they base most things on, and like half the kids are on Linux up here.
That's cool. Well, what track are you on as an admin?
What?
What's going to be your major?
Yeah, sysadmin and network admin.
That's cool, and they got you doing Unix.
Mm-hmm. Right up. There was some talk about Linux games a couple of minutes ago. I just wanted to give you guys a quick list of like what I have because I'm a big gamer and I run Linux. BZ Flag, Search and Rescue, Flight Gear, of course. Which by the way, X-Plane is a lot better than Flight Gear, even though you have to kind of pay for it. And if you want a joystick for that, the Satech works really nice. The Cyborg one.
Which one?
The Satech Cyborg Evo.
What is that?
It's like a USB joystick. It works really great.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a game. I don't remember seeing a game like that. I saw X-Plane, but you know, it was a little out of my price range at the moment.
And you got, like, you know, GL-117 and the ones you guys talked about. Net Panzer is really fun. If you want, like, random killing with tanks. Then you got the big games like Doom 3 and Quake 3 Arena and all that stuff.
More random killing.
Yeah.
Quake 3 Arena, that's really old.
Oh, that's still fun, though. Fine, UT 2004, that runs in it, too. Or Free Space, or MOHA, or Enemy Territory. If you want some old school, fire up No Mud.
Or, what's another good old school game?
How old school are you talking here?
Mud is
another good
next game.
Man, you just get X-Stella going. Go get X-Stella. X-Stella, you end up
That'd
playing all those old Atari games. That's fun.
Can't you play them with MAME?
Yeah.
But you don't have the overhead of the X-MAME engine. Or MAME.
Right.
And, I don't know, other than the gaming stuff, I've been messing around with servers and security and that. I got Apache and PHP and all that stuff running off my computer with Shoreball as my fireball and everything. I got Icecast running, so.
What kind of good stuff do you have on your website?
Right now, it's just a site for my scanner broadcast. Like, I'm into radio, so I have like a police scanner net running to broadcast all the fire and police and EMS frequencies. So it's just like a site for that.
I just installed the B-Blog. It's not quite working. I got to fiddle with it. I'm trying to get my trying to get my blog going.
Oh, I was like bash potted there for a second. I'm like, whoa.
No.
For a CMS, Mambo is really nice. I've never set that up before, and it was really easy.
Wait, you said you never set it up before, so how do you know it's really nice?
Because I can compare it to PHP and PHP Nuke and Post Nuke and all them.
Okay. All right.
It seems really nice from that.
Alan stands corrected. So you're missing Savannah?
A little bit. Not too much. I kind of like the north, though.
The winter is going to be a little more snowy up there. Just a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, the only thing that I'm kind of depressed about is that I can't watch my Formula One races up here because we have a different cable provider, of course. But I can still get Battlestar Galactica. Oh, yeah.
And Gilmore Girls.
And Gilmore Girls. season finale of Battlestar Galactica is this week.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming. Can't wait. It's coming back soon, though, supposedly.
I was being afraid by thinking you were going to say the season finale of Gilmore Girls.
No, they still got a couple more episodes.
Battlestar Galactica, they're going to start up the second season in July, so that's a good thing.
That's excellent.
It was the season finale of Sonic on Saturday.
Sonic,
the Hedgehog, out of Fox.
No.
Yeah, you got my phone out of your trash.
I know, I was standing too far back, sorry. Sonic. You don't watch the Fox Box on a Saturday morning?
No.
Or it used to be, but now it's Fox 4 Kids. They're always giving away $1,000 every weekend.
And you haven't won it yet.
No. I keep putting my name in.
Dan used to play Pix on the...
yeah, I remember that. Pix.
WPIX.
Remember sitting there, you even like, you watch it on TV?
What was it? It was the old... It was
Channel 11,
wasn't
it?
What was the game system they used? It wasn't ColecoVision. It was...
No.
Intelligent Television? Intellivision?
Was it Intellivision?
It was Intellivision.
Remember, you watch it, and the person would be like... And you'd know exactly when to say Pix. And you'd be like... And the person would be like, you're supposed to say Pix now.
It's delay,
like, Pix.
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 There was like a 2-second delay.
Pix. But you could tell. You could. Oh, it was so. You like. If I said Pix right there, it would have been perfect. No. That's so annoying. Pix. Call me. Why won't they call me? And Chiller Theater. Remember Chiller?
The hand with the
Chiller
fingers.
Theater was awesome.
And Black Belt Theater. Is this all before your time, Andy?
Yeah.
You're a little younger than us.
And the 24 hours of the log.
Well, most of us are in our like mid-30s here.
And I'll burn a log for you.
That's an old man.
We're old men.
Yeah, except for
bomb.
Me.
Alan's the old guy.
you damn whippersnappers,
you.
You
have not lived until you have enjoyed Chiller Theater.
My brother used to skit a crap out of me watching that.
That's too bad they don't show, you know. Remember, you used to watch, like, they used to have Godzilla marathons on.
It was a cool show, but I know Link was recording a bunch of them. Kowalczyk, whatever, the Night Stalker.
What?
Kowalczyk.
No.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast.
They had some funky episodes from that show. I remember the one episode where it was, like, this Bigfoot creature running around.
Some episodes from there.
And they had, like, you know, Nazis symbol swastikas on the wall, and it wound up, it was some Hindu guy running around, you know.
I have most of them, actually.
That was, what's his name?
I have most of them, actually. Every now and then they play an entire day of them, like, on the Sci-Fi channel.
Right. It was the
and
dad.
I set my computer up.
It was the dad from Christmas Story, right? That was it, Gavin McLeod or something?
Michael Ironsides.
Yeah. No, Michael Ironsides is the guy from Scanners and
yeah, I know.
Total Recall.
Right. Gavin McLeod.
Gavin McLeod, yeah, the dad from
Good
Christmas
stuff,
Story.
Man.
Ah, good news. Season 2 for Venture Brothers was greenlighted.
Yes, I saw that on there.
Go Team Venture.
Alan, what do you watch?
It didn't say when it's going to start.
I know.
Alan, you have a TiVo, so what are you recording?
Team Venture.
Anything off the cartoon network?
Johnny Quest?
No.
Team Venture.
That reminds me, I got to put Myth TV up.
Superheroes?
Yeah, Myth TV rocks. Even though I don't have one yet.
League of Justice.
But you could.
Yeah, that one comes on every now and then.
You could.
I don't know, I just
you
randomly
could,
record
just
things
get
off of it.
Cable back up in your office.
Yeah, I do.
The most annoying thing about that was the Wonder Twins. You know, they would do Wonder Twin powers activate. Form
Which,
of an ice
What are you talking about? The old
superheroes? Yeah, super
the old
friends?
Captain
yeah.
Planet?
Not the Wonder Twins were on the new one, but they were just a statue in one of the warehouses.
They wouldn't turn into, like, ice cubes or, you know,
sheet
of ice?
Well, one had the
well,
elemental
turn
powers
into ice
and the
cubes.
Other
That's
one had animal powers. One turned into element. One turned into water. Or
something water, yeah.
And the other one turned into animals. Form of an ice.
Form of an ice cube.
Form of an Alaskan pipeline. you know what that is? Did we talk about that last week? Yeah, we did. Huh?
I have no clue. By about halfway through the show, I was sort of like asleep, so.
Alan was out cold.
Yeah.
But speaking of, it's almost 10, so.
Yeah, we got to start closing it up.
And what do you think about that, Alan?
Oh, crap, we got to start closing it up. Any last words?
That's what it was.
Any last words, Andy?
No, I'll have to try and figure out why I'm clipping. I checked BitTorrent. I don't see any transfers, so I'm not sure what that's about. I'll try and fix it.
Could be just Skype. Skype is flaky sometimes.
Yeah, okay. What are you going to do? We got 20 seconds.
Your mic turned up too far, man.
Any last words from you, Link? No? All right.
Make sure to catch us next week on episode number 78 of the Linux Link Tech Show.
Yeah, we're going away now.
Yeehaw. Hopefully I'll actually be there and it won't be another Skype call-in thing.
No more Windows.
Perhaps I'll even have a new tire.
All right, well, thanks, everybody, for listening.
Suckers.
We'll talk to everybody later. Bye-bye.
Good night, all.
Good night.
We're off of Bin Rev Radio now. Let me play...
Good night, everybody.
All right, thank you very much, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Good night.
The Linux Link Tech Show.
Linux Link Tech Show.
The Linux Link Tech Show.